Okay, we hope to be talking soon to Dr. Miles Weaver. He was on the show a couple of days ago. He's the guy who put a message on Twitter. We're talking about social media and positive impact he can have. Put a message on Twitter at 3 o'clock on Tuesday morning, saying if you want to help clear up my city of Birmingham, then meet me at the Bull in the Bull Ring at 10 o'clock. 7 hours later, 100 people did. He's had an interesting couple of days since then, I understand. Hope to be catching up with him in a little while. So a text earlier on that said, let me just wind back and find it. Can we hear more about the positives that have come out of this situation? Like the efforts made by the gentleman in Birmingham who tried to get people together to help clean up. It would make people feel better and set an example to those involved in causing the riots. The gentleman in question referred to by the text, Dr. Miles Weaver, we spoke to him on the show on Tuesday morning, and he joins us again now. Miles, thank you very much for coming back on the show
this morning.
First of all, talk me through the last couple of days. How have the last 2 days been for you and for your part of Birmingham?
Well, last night was an interesting night in Birmingham. There was no major rioting. I think there was some trouble in some areas outside the city centre. But last night there was a vigil in the city centre of 200-300 Sikh community members with candles going through the streets. And, of course, the thing that I was worried about with the riots was over the last few days there's been no sense of purpose for the riots. Of course, in London there was an uprising because there was a murder by the police. But there was no real purpose to the riots here. And I saw some of the rioters, and there was no older than 14. But there was a sense of purpose yesterday because I was really, really worried that this purpose was about retaliation. And you saw some stupid thing on Facebook saying the Villa supporters and the Blue supporters are going to get together and go out with their baseball bats and reclaim our streets. And that's what we didn't want. And I think the Sikh community and other churches in the city really, really pulled together last night and said, no, we'll do a peaceful march through the city and we will put a positive message on this, and retaliation is not necessary.
Because, I mean, one of the very, very saddest incidents over the last few days has been, of course, the loss of life in Birmingham, those three young men who died in Birmingham.
Sure, of course. It's very, very sad. And from my window, I can imagine where Winston Green is, because there's been a helicopter flying around it all of last night. But it was terrorising two nights ago. I was in my flat, and I live in the city centre, but not in quite a bit out of the commercial areas. And they were just running around the streets, and I saw 25 youths two nights ago. And they were no older than 14, and they ransacked the shop downstairs, and they bashed into every single window down the street. And our cleanup team, they come across yesterday morning. They had a cup of tea from my flat, and we cleared it all up for an hour or so, as well as other areas.
So you live in a flat over a shop, and this was after we spoke to you. We spoke to you on Tuesday morning,
yeah,
and after the cleanup, after that night, you were the shop above which you live was ransacked, and there was more trouble.
Yeah, I was actually very, very scared. My girlfriend just kept on reading the book. I was amazed by that. But
it must be a really good one. It must be a really good book, Miles.
I don't know what she's reading. I think she's reading one of my books. But but I looked them in the face and I shouted at them, and one of them turned around and said, "We know where you live, and we can get up there if we wanted to." And I thought, oh dear. But they were just kids. When a number of people shouted from their balconies, they just dispersed. But an hour later, two lads came back, and they must have been 19, 20-year-olds, and they came with barge poles, and they really wanted to loot. So I don't think it was about looting. If you saw the pictures in Birmingham 2 days ago, there were kids breaking into a sweet shop. Mm. And like I said to you on the show a couple of days ago, when I walked through Birmingham on the first day, every single shop had a glass cracked. But they didn't. They left Nationwide alone. So they obviously were quite clever. No, there was no shareholders in Nationwide. It's a mutual. It's a building society. And they left Greggs alone. So we know where they bank, and we know where they eat.
You're taking an admirably kind of strong sense of humour approach to this. But this, you know, you've been through something terrifying. Your city has been through something terrifying. Luckily, there was less trouble last night. But also, one of the reasons that people wanted us to get you back on the show today, you know, you have you and other people have been doing have been something positive has been coming out of this in terms of, as you put it on the show on Tuesday, active citizenship.
Yeah, I've been talking about this for about a year because obviously David Cameron's been talking about his big society, and a lot of people have been calling for a good society. And I want to.